Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Hello, and welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Christina Farina.
And I'm Stephen Farina.
And today we are going to talk about Pastor's message from Sunday. And the message that Pastor preached on was called Courageous and Contagious Church. And he alluded to the 1 Peter 2:5 scripture, and that said, "You are lively stones built up into a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." And Pastor kind of phrased it as, "The courageous and contagious church is a spiritual family growing together to spiritual maturity."
I think that scripture in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, emphasizes a couple aspects of who we're called to be as a church, and that's referring to the church as a whole. Each one of us individuals, that we make up that church as we unify together. It says that we're lively stones, and I think one of the things that stands out to me about that scripture is that there's energy in these stones, mm-hmm. that while we build a spiritual house, while we are the components of the spiritual house, that they have life. And then it refers to the spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God, that we're offering up the elements and the fragrances and the sacrifices, and we're the priesthood. We're the ones that offer them up. So in the Old Testament days, when the priests would facilitate the traditions and the rituals, that would be the efforts to follow and obey the commands that God gave. They were the ones responsible for the actual execution of the sacrifices and facilitating those. And so we are the ones to do that.
The first point that we want to talk about is, he said, a courageous and contagious church connects us to a spiritual family. And I think that is so important. Family is super important. And Pastor talked about how, like, we all have family and we're not always going to get along. There are moments when we, you know, have disagreements or, you know, to get in fights, but they're always going to be family, and we're always going to have some connection to our family.
Yeah, it's going to come with the good and the bad. It's going to come with the challenges that we'll have to face, the relationships.
Eye to eye, yep.
People are people, and so we're going to have to deal with those things, but it really speaks to the connection that we have. You know, mm-hmm. I think when you have family, there is a special intimate connection that you can't get anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And it's a level of support. It's a level of unity that just can't be created in any other environment. Mm-hmm. And that means that we're going to have to work through that. And being built up as lively stones means that we have to go through the building process, which means there's going to be some labor involved in that assembling of the spiritual family.
Right.
But again, that unity is what gives us strength when all the stones are stacked up and when they're in place the way that they need to be. That's where we're strong. And I think Pastor, the way that he put it and emphasized, was the connection. Mm-hmm. The connection together, the joining together. That means that we need to have the type of love that draws people in. The type of love that is attractive, the type of love that is unifying, mm-hmm. and the type of willingness to build up and to grow up together.
Well, and Pastor's heart has always been to grow a family and not a church. It's not about the numbers. It's about that relationship and that connection with his church. And so I think that's so important, is that it's about the connection, and it's about, you know, building a relationship with people in the church, and because they're your family. The next point he talks about is, a courageous and contagious church challenges us to spiritual maturity.
Well, the spiritual maturity is talking about how we're challenged to grow. Maturity means that we're going to develop. Mm-hmm. It means that we're going to change. It means that we're going to get better. We're going to improve. And that's a different dynamic than building and connecting and mm-hmm. loving yeah. and being a relationship, right? It's because growth takes, again, effort. It takes mm-hmm. it takes doing the things that you need to do that you may not like to do.
Right.
It means talking about the things that we might not want to talk about. You know, that was kind of Pastor's way of contrasting those two was, well, the family is about connection, and the spiritual maturity is the growing.
Pastor was saying that, you know, there are some messages we're like, yeah, that's awesome, like that, preach it. And then there's other times we're like, ouch, that really hurts. I don't know if I like this message this morning. But I mean, we always have room for growth. Like, nobody is perfect. And there are always going to be moments where you're like, I need to grow in this, or I need to get better in this. So I think for everybody, like, maturity is just so important, and growth is so important, because there's always room for changes and for growth.
It's not only important, I mean, it's needed, mm-hmm. it's necessary.
Yeah.
It's essential, like, it, in pure definition of it's needed mm-hmm. for us to flourish.
Right.
But it is also, it's a calling. It's mm-hmm. what we're instructed to do. It's
right.
It's not just essential. It's an obedience thing mm-hmm. as well.
Yes. Well, I like how he also broke it up too. He had some sub-points. So he talked about the sacrifice of praying fervently, the sacrifice of living righteously, the sacrifice of loving willingly, the sacrifice of giving generously, and the sacrifice of worshiping continually.
Yeah, and all those sacrifices, I mean, think about prayer. And we may pray all the time. You may mm-hmm. pray at your meal time. You might pray throughout the day at different moments. And those things are great and mm-hmm. good. But it's when it's a sacrifice, mm-hmm. when you pray when you don't want to have to pray.
Yeah.
Or it's in those moments where you desperately seek the face of God in a fervent manner that is just different. It's just unique. You know, we're not going to have that type of prayer when we're praying for a meal.
Right.
Or when we're praying to be thankful about just something good that happened. But when we're seeking the face of God deeply and intimately, and then also when we're drumming up the just enough effort to be able to do it because it's just a hard moment or a hard season, mm-hmm. that is a sacrifice. And then that kind of stems into all the others. You know, when we live righteously, when we're making our actions and choices throughout our daily lives, when it's a sacrifice, when it's hard, when it's difficult, when we're up against it, you know, the easy gift, the easy thing is not a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And so it's the moments, what are we doing to become more righteous that is a sacrifice? What are we putting to an offering up to God as a gift to Him and as a sacrifice to Him to say, hey, I'm even going to do this, and I'm even going to change this way because you're calling me to, and maybe I don't want to. And the same with love. We are called to love with the Jesus kind of love, which mm-hmm. is a sacrificial love, meaning loving the people that we may not want to love or not easy to love,
right.
and to offer that up as a sacrifice to Him. And giving generously with our time, our finances, mm-hmm. our abilities, you know, just the relationships that we have, and investing in those things, the sacrifice of giving. Because, and again, I think back to just the parable that Jesus taught of the woman with the few coins mm-hmm. and the people who, you know, gave out of their wealth, and mm-hmm. and the one who gave the few coins that they had, that was what was pleasing to God, because it was a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the amount. It's yeah. about it being a sacrifice. And the last point, worshiping continually, that worship also is a sacrifice. I mean, we think maybe worship as singing songs or mm-hmm. doing things, but it's really about those things. It's about offering up a praise to God. It's offering up worship to God in that context, but lives that back that up and support that, and that our lifestyle is pleasing and holy to God, and worshiping Him with both the words that come out of our mouth and the actions of our lives. And so that is a sacrifice. It's difficult to do that, both in drumming up enough to focus completely on God and worshiping Him, mm-hmm. And there's times where that is easy and there's times where that's difficult. And then living the lifestyle that aligns with all the things that we say and the way that we praise and pray and do all those things is a sacrifice in times.
Well, I look at these too and also think like we could get better at every area, right? Like you may be good at one or really focused on one sacrifice, but there's other ones that you need to get better at. So I just look at all these as a reminder of just how we need to live our life and how every day we should be praying. We should be, you know, living righteous. We should be loving and giving and worshiping all the time. So it's not just something you do on a Sunday morning. It's something you should be doing each and every day of your life. He then wrapped up the message with, "A courageous and contagious church is a victorious and glorious church."
And if we're going to be victorious, we have to be mature. We have to be strong. We have to be built up, and we have to be doing the things that God is calling us to do when it comes to the sacrifices that we are offering up to Him. We need to be praying. We need to be living righteous. We need to be loving. We need to be giving. We need to be worshiping. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be glorious when we are unified. Jesus said that they will know us because we love one another, that we're joined together in unity through our love. And so that's what's going to make us glorious. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to make us victorious. And so this message really challenged us to do that and to participate in that. So let's pray.
Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you that we can hear your word, that we can meditate on it, that we can always take something away from what you speak to our lives and our hearts. And I just pray that you will help each and every one of us, those that are listening, those that were in church on Sunday, that we would take all these things and we would just remember that it's not only the way of life that we should be living, but it's a sacrifice, and that we should be doing these things daily, that we should be living the way that you want us to live, and that we should be able to really connect with each other, with you, with our family, and grow and challenge ourselves. And that way we can grow in our prayer life and living righteously and loving others, giving generously, and having that time of worship with you and worshiping to glorify you. So we just pray that you will help us, guide us, lead us, and that we would learn from all that we have heard from today. And we ask that you would go with us in every place that we go and everything that we do. And we just love you and we thank you for who you are. And we just pray that you will continue to help us in everything that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at bethelchristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.